Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. The bond market is a very perplexing question.
Why are you smiling?
Well, I mean, the bond market, we know, is full of really smart guys. Smart investors that typically give us some insights into the future. But there's a really interesting thing shaping up in the bond market that doesn't necessarily make sense to everybody.
So those of you who are watching and listening will know that Dave is the big fan of the bond market. I'm the big fan of the stock market. There are two things over the last 55 years that you get excited about: the bond market and the dessert bar.
We're not talking about desserts.
We're talking about bonds, and that's why you have a big smile on your face.
Yeah.
And you're not the only one. There's a lot of people in the fixed income industry that are very excited, happy to be talking about bonds. Bonds are getting a lot more attention than they have in the last maybe 15 years.
and just think, yeah, that's right. This is a very different environment than we've seen in 15 years. And there's certainly some opportunity, but there's always some risks and some things that we need to understand about what the bond market's telling us and any mispricing opportunities. So it's like the stock market in that respect.
Here's what I'm going to put on the plate right now. We're going to bring in our expert really quickly on this as well. I think the bond market is a lot smarter than the stock market. Mm-hmm. And the bond market gives you signals of what's going to happen in the economy and then what's going to happen in the stock market as well. So we're going to leave that right there, because we're going to have a great discussion about the brains behind the fixed income world, what's That's coming right. in store for us this year and possibly next year as well. And so we've got Brian DaCosta, founding partner and president of Algonquin Capital. We've been working with Brian and his team now for a while in the fixed income world. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be back.
Can we maybe just start, Brian, very quickly with a bit of a recap of 2022, because there were some very material changes that took place that affected the bond market. And I think that context coming into 2023 will be important to know. So tell us about what you were thinking in the bond market at the start of 2022 and sort of how it progressed and the surprises that presented themselves throughout the course of that year.
So I think 2022 is a year that everyone who's in fixed income would love to forget. So it's painful for me to walk through this, but let me do it. So this time last year, what the bond market had priced in or was expecting was central banks to raise rates, but kind of felt that they would only need to go to about 1.5, somewhere between 1.5 and 2%, and that would be enough to nip inflation in the bud. Our view was that at the time last January is we were telling clients, look, interest rate duration is really portfolio insurance. So that's the exposure to interest rates. We just felt that kind of insurance wasn't needed in 2022 and would probably be expensive, right? So I would tell clients, I think there's a 30% chance the Bank of Canada needs to go to 3.5%. So, you know, I thought there was a chance, but I have to admit, I was also caught quite off guard with how inflation really accelerated last year, well beyond anyone's forecasts. I mean, even further than what we thought was a reasonable risk assessment. In order to put in perspective, both the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Canada thought inflation would be below 3% by the end of 2022. I think we hit 8 and 9% somewhere in the summer. And the only response that the central banks could do at that point was to realize we've made a mistake. We should have been hiking in 2021. And they needed to really deliver significant rate hikes. And we've seen the Bank of Canada go to 4.5%. The Fed is on its way to 5%. And that meant all long-term yields also had to adjust higher, resulting in double-digit losses across the board for virtually everyone who's in the fixed income market. And it was that surprise. I think if I reflect, what did people miss or what did we miss? We missed the power of fiscal stimulus. While central banks were raising rates, federal, governments at all level, whether it's Canada or the U.S., still were spending a lot. And then the amount of pent-up demand or how good a shape the consumer was in coming out of COVID, and just the demand for things like travel, going out and, you know, for entertainment in a market at a time when there just does not seem to be enough workers to fill all of the jobs. And that's really what I think everyone missed in terms of how 2022 played out.
When you look at why Dave likes the bond market and the dessert bar, it's because on the dessert bar, there's lots of choices. And same with the bond market, you have a lot of choice out there. And if we go back into 2022, what were some of the choices that were out there that would have protected investors? And what were some of the biggest risks when it comes to like the high calorie diet that you have at the buffet, Dave? What was the high calorie issues in the fixed income world as well?
So I will also say, Dave, I love the fact that you love dessert, because sugar is my kryptonite. And as my wife reminds me, there's more to life than just talking about bonds. I'm always perplexed when she says that. I'm like, what do you mean? So I think you're crazy. So you might be my new favorite person on the planet. So I think last year, really what turned out to be the most painful part was people who owned long maturity bonds. Because as interest rates go higher, bond prices fall. And the longer the drop in price for a 30-year bond will be much larger than the drop in price of a 2-year bond. And so we saw, I mean, I haven't seen this, you know, I started trading in 1993, and I don't think I've seen losses of this magnitude in the bond market, because we had 30-year government bonds that were priced at $110 in January of 2022, trading below $80 at the end of, at one point, not at the end, but in the middle of 2022. So we're talking about a 30% drop in the value of a government bond. And that was just purely from interest rates. So being in long maturity product was especially painful. The other area of the market that experienced some pain or some disappointment was actually in the corporate bond market, where, you know, the moment central banks started to raise rates aggressively, it's natural for everyone to go, hey, wait a minute, if we're going to have a recession, or if central banks raising rates could cause a recession, surely some corporate borrowers are going to enter into a period of stress. There may be credit downgrades. There may even be defaults. So the value of corporate bonds also had to erode a bit more than just what would be explained by the increase in interest rates. And so I would say that, you know, It was almost impossible to hide last year, but the people that were in the shorter maturity, so two-year and under sort of bond funds or bond products, you know, they lost 3 or 4% last year, as opposed to 10, 11, 12, 13%.
Brian, we have to go for a commercial break really, really quickly. And when we come back, we want to talk about the recession potential, the bond market pricing that in. There are a lot of surprises still in the bond market that we want to discuss with you for 2023. So stick around. We're going to talk about how all this volatility and potential recession can impact your retirement. There are ways to protect your portfolio today, your income for the long term, and still have the lifestyle you want in retirement. We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, February 21st, 7 p.m., live at the Carriage House Inn. Now, you need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, stick around after the break. You're on More Than Money in QR Calgary.